Welcome back to your favorite podcast, Full Coverage. How y'all doing?
How you doing? How's your week?
Manny
How's
Mui?
Life?
Laura
oh,
Lee.
Manny, Amy Way, and Laura Lee are here.
You guys, we have filmed multiple episodes today, and we are on our last droplet. Like right here, you think a little dropper? Us.
We're out.
Mentally.
Time out.
We're on timeout.
We're on
we
timeout.
Should be on timeout. We should be actually in prison right now.
We should for this. This is ludicrous.
This is prison time.
We normally do two episodes in a setting, but we did three this time because the holidays are coming up and we want a little holiday break, but we still want to provide you guys with an episode.
Yeah.
We did take Thanksgiving off.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we wanted to be here. We wanted to create an episode for you guys.
Well, a lot of people were so cool. Like we did the community post mm-hmm. and a lot of people were like, totally understanding, super, super cool.
We
appreciate so much. Like, we didn't want to, like, leave you guys hanging,
no,
you know? But we're like,
no.
We needed a fucking break, too.
Oh, it's just good. I feel like I always at the end of the year, this is my pit.
I knew you were going to fucking say that.
Yeah, why don't I just jump in then?
I knew it.
So this is my pit. So always at the end of the year, I'm at my burntest, crispiest burnt out. I'm crisp. I'm toast.
You are literally blackened toast.
And some of you guys may feel this too. It's like, and then I'll take like some time off because there's always that awkward time between Christmas and New Year's where not as much going on.
That weird week. Uh-huh.
That weird week. I feel like I'm always really low and like a little depressed and a
lethargic.
Little sad and a little lethargic.
Mm-hmm.
But then I come back and I always like try to dive into like a new self-help book or whatever that may be. And then I'm like, yes, I'm going to take over the world. Like I'm back on fire. Like mm-hmm. towards the end of January, I'm like, okay, let's do this.
You're
you know?
Back.
And then I'm like, have this amazing energy until we hit November. And then I'm starting to crack. I'm starting to get fussy, anxious, anxiety, depression, seasonal depression with the weather.
It's real.
It's not that I never believed in it. I always believed in it because I've seen it happen to people. And like, I don't like this time of year. But mm-hmm. this year, I feel like I felt it a little more.
Harder. Maybe as you get older, you feel it harder and harder.
I think that might
harder.
Be what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So,
which I don't like.
It's just, I'm at my burnout. I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be doing this podcast. But mm-hmm. just like in general, with everything in my life, I'm like at my lower edge of it where I kind of like don't want to do everything. And everything I have to do is like an uphill.
It's the climb.
It is an uphill climb. Whereas Miley normally Cyrus. It's not so much that, you know?
I couldn't agree more with you. I really couldn't.
But I still get my fucking ass up and I do it anyways. And I was learning something. So one day I was talking about how I'm a very like doer and I like to get
mm-hmm,
up
mm-hmm,
and I motivate myself and I like to get things done. And I, you know, what I've learned is like so motivating about being a doer is like being around other people who like to do a lot,
mm-hmm.
but they're kind of hard to find. And that's
like
not because everyone. It's not because everyone's lazy.
Mm-hmm.
That is not why everyone is lazy. Not lazy that doesn't do as much as me.
Nobody wants to work these days. Nobody wants to work these days.
It's not that. It's that there are a lot of people that like to really go hard at it for like, and no one makes them. You know what
totally,
I mean?
Totally. Like workaholics.
Yes.
Workaholics.
If you will, but no one makes them be a workaholic. They choose to be that. There's not mm-hmm. all those people, but those kind of people are super motivate
My
me.
Dad's like that.
He is.
He's a
He is. And your dad's like on his own
mm-hmm.
watch. In his own time.
Own time.
But he's a doer.
And he's a doer. He gets up every morning. Like, he
it
just like, works every single day.
It has to inspire you to
day.
An extent.
It does. Like, I feel like I have a lot of my work ethic from both my parents. Because they're
my mom was
hard workers.
Pretty miserable at her job mm-hmm. That she had for so long. But the thing is, she didn't want to quit it because I had offered her to quit it. But I did tell her, I was like, now if you quit it, I don't want you getting unhealthy and like sitting around.
Right.
And she's like, I don't want that for my life. Like I'm in my 60s. I'm about to retire. I would love to earn that.
Yeah.
That's where she
so
was
cute.
Before she passed, you know? But she wasn't as much of a doer in that way because she didn't like her job so much,
yeah.
you know, and it wasn't, I think she was just probably burnt out. She'd been doing daycare her whole entire life.
But also like imagine too, like the burnout is real.
Oh.
And like, especially as you get, the older you get, the more real I feel like it gets. And you just kind of like, you care less and less and less and less and less.
Yeah, it's
as
hard.
As time progresses, that you're
it's
just kind of
hard.
Like. Like, you want to, I mean, like, I feel like people that, like, love what they do, like, of course they can keep freaking, like, going and going because it's like they love doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Like my dad like loves what he does and like my mom loves what they she does. So it's like
makes a big boom, makes a difference. Makes like a they can do it. Big difference. And I encourage people, like, if you don't love what you do, it doesn't matter if you have a degree for it. It doesn't matter if you work for it and you feel guilty leaving it because you spent time trying to get the job. Like, if you're not ultimately happy doing it, fucking switch it up. You are not stuck there. Like, move it around. Try different things. And I know there's a million excuses as to why not, but whenever you really put yourself out there and go for it, you'd be amazed how things, the universe will do you some favors and things will come together. Shit will also go awry whenever you try to switch stuff up. It'll hit the fan because it's the universe. It's like checking you.
You know, it's like, are you sure you want this?
And it's like, we'll put you, like, challenge you. Like, how bad do you want this? Like, are we going to be able to easily push you back into your comfort? Are we going to be able to push you back into your old lifestyle or into your old job? Because if we are, it's not for you. But I feel like the universe challenges you to really prove to yourself and to the universe out there that if you really want something. So that's why I feel like sometimes whenever you switch something, things go awry and then all of a sudden they smooth out. If you're able to roll with the punches.
Yeah.
It's like people quitting their high paid job to start a small business. Yes, it's a risk. And then their house burns down. Like, that happens.
Oh, you're so right. Like it's always like happens. When it rains, it pours.
And just trying to push them back into that job. Because when it rains, it pours. Exactly. So, but go for it, guys. Go for it.
Go for it, you guys. We believe in you.
Just do it. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret? Find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My pit.
Since I like that we're starting with pits.
Well, you started with pits, so I mean, I have to start my pit.
You got to.
You guys, I woke up the other day, actually yesterday, with a kink in my neck.
He sure did.
Laura, when I tell you I was immobile, I was like this.
You don't realize how much you use your neck.
Until you can't use it. And like, I felt like Laura. Waking up, I'm like, oh my God, do I have a long neck? <You're> like, <"Oops." laughs> I'm like, am I working out my neck? Like, is it getting longer?
It could be.
I woke up and I was like debilitated.
It is
mobile debilitation.
The worst. And it's like crazy because they just like happen.
You and like also I don't know how it happened because I'm like, can it be from like sleeping wrong? Could it be like from the food I ate? Could I just be like tired and not stretching? Like what could it be to get a neck kink like where I'm like and I still feel it, but I'm on like ibuprofen. So it's like how like I can turn a little bit more now. But I couldn't yesterday.
It hurts. And you use your neck to literally do anything.
And like you don't realize it, and someone can call you like this.
Oh, shock.
The shock that it sends down your fucking spine.
It'll
let me tell you something. It will send you into cardiac arrest. Maybe not that far, but cardiac arrest. It will send you far. And that is my current pit because I have a fucking kink.
That's a pit.
And it's not even like a good kink.
Yep.
Like piss play.
It's not a nasty kink. It's a bad kink. Minnie, don't get into piss play. Not piss play.
I'm kidding. I'm not even into piss play, but it's just like, it's not a kink like that. It's a real physical ailment. Mm-hmm. So that's currently in my pit.
That is.
Because it's annoying.
That is a pit.
I haven't even been able to film. Like, I've been.
Oh my
God. Yeah. This is like as decent as I felt. And like, it actually happened to me 2 days ago. This is my third day on it. And it's been the most like.
Worked out like a little better.
Yes.
Wow.
I went to the gym yesterday because I was like, I need to get out of the house because I was going crazy. Yeah. And all I did was just walk on the cardio machine because I was like, I can't work out because my neck
hurts.
Can't
strain anything.
So I literally just like walked on the treadmill.
Wow.
Because I just needed to get out of the house.
So I get kinks regularly because I have a really long neck and they're horrific. They're really horrific, annoying. They're really annoying.
They annoy me. Can't even like, I feel like you can't really take anything to like mitigate them. Like it still hurts even with like ibuprofen or Advil or anything like that. I'm like, it still hurts. Like it doesn't like do anything. It just like hurts a little bit less.
Yeah.
Barely.
Yeah.
I'm like, it still fucking hurts.
Right.
So that was my pit.
Well, we hope your little neck gets better.
It's just carrying this big old head.
It is carrying that. It's not my fault.
I have such a big ass fucking head.
That fucking watermelon head, babes. It'll get you. It's okay. I have a pea head.
Why am I a watermelon head? Your pea head. Literally, it reminds me of when I did the watermelon. the video, the reel.
That's why I did so good. I'm just kidding.
Laura's reading. It's our third episode of the day.
I'm dragging this fool.
We're reading the girls to fill tonight.
I'm not letting them loose.
We're fucking, we're going in today. Let me fucking warm up my hands for like.
All right, my peak of the week is a plug.
Do we have a shameless plug?
We have a shameless plug.
I love a shameless plug. You know that.
My shameless plug is Minim. We dropped a new December line, which is like a wintry line of clothes. Yeah, we got a bunch of cute stuff. We got, you know, your arrangements of sweaters and we dropped a ton of adorable, cute little cargo pants, which I'm obsessed with. Very trendy, like 90s vibes.
I love that.
So we dropped a bunch of that and it's just been going really, really good. And we plan on having a really big year with Minim. We're going to, as I've hinted about 100 times, we're going to be coming out with stuff besides clothing and apparel that we're going to expand our genre. So I'm really excited to see what you guys think about that.
I can't wait for that specifically.
Yes, you know, which.
I speak, of course.
Yep.
Very excited for that to happen.
You're going to love it.
I know. I can't wait.
I'm like, our socks are coming back in stock soon. I'm so bummed. I was hoping we were going to get them in stock because they're like the perfect stocking stuffer. Our slouch socks. I have a pair at my house for you, by the way.
Well, I was going to say I want them.
We're completely sold out, but I will get those to you because I have a fresh pair that I have not worn. Imagine they're like used.
They're like brown at the bottom. They're black like my from footprint? Dust.
Uh-huh. Oh my God.
I'm like, Laura, I don't think this is going to fit me.
You're like, you I'm going to take your crusty, dusty ass socks back.
I'll take it because I love you. And I'll still wear them.
That's right.
My peak is going to be at the fact that I'm doing some construction in my house.
Oh, yes, you are.
Not like hella crazy construction. It's more so like we're ripping out the carpet.
You've been doing stuff back to back.
I have been, which has not been good for my mental. Let me tell you something. It has not been good for my mental health.
I'm going to tell you this. Because you live at home and
work from home
and sleep from home, it's harder than the average construction job. And I learned that in my first world problems, bathroom renovation. Like I learned that. I was like, this shit is not for the birds. It took me out. And I'm like, part of the problem is I live and work here.
Mm-hmm. It is rough out in these fucking streets. Luckily, the project isn't big, so it's only going to take a week.
Okay.
And it's so basically all the carpet that's on my stairs and in my hallway, I'm taking out and I'm putting the wood that I have that's in like my downstairs. Because Zaya loves to fucking piss on the carpet in the hallway.
Animals love piss.
Like, she loves to, like, do it in the corner, like, where no one... So, she's very elusive with that. She, like, doesn't want you to see her pure poop. Oh. So, she does it in areas that you that can't be seen. Because she knows I'll be like, get your ass back on the pad.
She's
going
to be devastated. The carpet's gone.
Oh, honey, and the carpet's already gone. Baby, the carpet's already gone.
Oh, yeah.
So, the carpet's already ripped out, and now they're, like, putting in the wood on it. Because there's, like, this spot, like, it's right before my beauty room, and right next to Nick's bathroom, there's, like, a little hallway right here. And that corner is where she likes to piss. And I remember like last week I walked past it and I got a whiff of like fucking dog piss that punched me in the face. And I said,
I know.
What the fuck? So then I go down to the ground and I sniff the carpet and it was like rank. It was as if I had smelled a thousand dogs as piss.
It knocked you out.
And I literally got like, I feel like I got punched in the face by it. And I was like, Zaya's using this section as her own fucking personal piss pot. And the thing is, I don't let Zaya outside often.
Yeah.
Unless I'm like literally there watching her because I'm not trusting of other animals. Mm-mm. Obviously, I don't like there's coyotes. So there's so much like she's wildlife defenseless. By me. And she's literally defenseless. She's 4 pounds. Like,
she's a piece of chicken.
She's a piece of chicken. And I have grass pads in the house for her.
She knows.
She does, and she knows to use them.
She knows.
And she does. But the fact that she's like, if she's being lazy, she doesn't want to go downstairs to get her thing, she'll go into the corner and she'll piss there. So I'm like, you know what? I was already going to plan on ripping out the carpet to put the wood here anyway. I'm just going to do it sooner than I was expecting.
My favorite thing about Zaya is that she's such a diva.
She's like a cat.
She's your child.
She is.
And she gives Manny shit all the time.
All the time. She really fucking tries me.
She does. She be back talking him and giving him all kinds of looks. Attitude. Like, this dog is a human. She's like a human. The she's personality. Like, and she, and I love how much of a hard time she gives Manny.
Oh, it's like,
I feel like it's good for you.
It's good. It keeps you on my fucking toes.
She humbles you.
She really humbles me.
She straightens
you out. So, like, it's been tough because it's so much noise that's right outside my door because it's in my hallway. And like, I have to be super conscious of Zaya because if the workers are going in and out, Zaya can't be down there because she'll run out of the fucking house.
Yeah.
Not, and she's like pretty, she's skittish about that stuff. She won't like run out. But like, you can't leave the door open or she not. Will.
Yeah. I mean, it's a dog. Like, it's my dog. God, it's gonna leave.
She's gonna run out. So, mm-hmm. But I'm really excited about like having like nice like wood there, like going across like up the stairs in the hallway and just not having to worry about it. Now I'll just like be able to put like a little like pee-pee pad out there that I can just like switch out and not have like carpet that you can't like.
She's gonna
you
love
can
that.
Clean the carpet,
but
you cannot clean the carpet unless you're getting it like professionally cleaned with like a steamer and that whole thing. Like, it will kill you when it punches you in the face, that piss smell of a fucking dog or cat. And you know, and I know you know what I'm talking about. Because you've been punched in the face with the smell as well.
Every many day, times mama. By Boo.
You know, but that piss smell, it'll like send me into like this light rage.
Oh, yeah. It will enrage you. This mm-hmm. morning, I had gotten me and Tyler breakfast and mm-hmm. it was in a bag. And I sit on our ground a lot and I eat on our coffee table. We're yes. strange. We like to eat on the floor.
I eat on the floor too.
Okay, mm-hmm. right? We just love that. We're like simple.
We're eating out here. On the floor.
On the floor. We love to sit down on the ground. So I set the bag down on the ground. I went to pick up my drink. By the time I turn around, Boo Boo had his ass up to the bag full of our food, spraying it up and down. I'm not kidding.
In the bag?
The bag's like sitting there. He backs his ass up to it and sprays the bag up and down. I can't make it up.
Today.
This morning.
Why are our animals going to send us to the early grave? They're out of control.
Boo Boo is going to take me out.
No, Boo Boo is actually going to. He's going to take. In the middle of the night, he's going to get one claw like this on you.
And I'll be like, you know what, Boo Boo? It's about time. I figured you were going to do this to me. I figured you were going to do this to me.
I'm expecting this from you. How did you not fucking scream at his ass?
I was screaming because
irate.
If I pulled the bag away, the piss was going to projectile onto the rug, the carpet in my main living room. So I had to leave the bag there. And as he's peeing on it, I'm ripping the food out of it. Like, I'm pulling it out because I'm like, what do I do? What do I do? And he sprayed so heavy. Like, sometimes his sprays are like, and this one was a squirt gun.
It was a water gun.
And
it was a skunk spray.
And he did it because he's territorial with our other boy cat who is neutered, and he would never pee anywhere. Lou is an angel. Lou is
so
a
why the
angel.
Fuck does Boo do it? I'm like, he's also neutered.
Yep, because he's crazy and territorial, and Lou don't give a fuck. So Lou was trying to play with him, and it made him mad. And so that was him making his mark.
He's
on
like,
that.
No, they like me the most. Let me show
I'm
you.
I'm like, I am going to cry now. Thank you for that.
Thank you. Because you know, like when you're just like having a tough day. That smell of piss will send you over the edge.
Animal piss is something else.
It's and so shit. Fucking and shit, of course.
Because,
but like, I would rather deal with Isaiah shit, which is like a Tootsie Roll, than
it is
deal
truly a Tootsie
with
Roll.
Her like fucking piss,
or even cat shit. Cat shit's bad. It's bad. So bad, huh? It's way bigger than I've seen Zaya's poo poos. So they it's are like Tootsie Roll. No, cat shit's bad. I put a blanket in Boo Boo's bed, and he took a shit in the blanket. He shit in the blanket. I'm like, okay, Cool.
Wait, so where does he shit at? In the
litter box. Because he has his own litter box. Because we had to give him his own.
His own space.
Because of his own space. And he goes out in our backyard and shits a lot. But it was nighttime. So he shit on his blanket.
For me as to a clean revolt.
It, right beside the litter box. Beside the litter box. The blanket was beside the litter box. And he shit on the blanket. So I was like, thank you for that. And the smell. As soon as I opened the door, it took me out. And I was like, well, there's shit somewhere in here. Because the litter covers it and you really can't smell it. But he didn't poop in the litter. So it was, oh, rank. But you know, that one tries me every
day.
Every day.
He tries you every single day.
So to be honest, I could talk about this every episode.
But the animals, I'm not kidding you. The animals will take me out. That piss fucking smell. But I'm glad. I can't remember what dog piss
smells like, by the way.
Not good.
Okay.
I almost feel like cat piss is probably even a little bit stronger.
Might be. Cat piss is horrendous. But
if you smell it enough, it'll get you into a rage.
I just can't remember. I haven't smelled dog piss in a really long time.
Come on over.
Okay.
You know what? I'm gonna pull the carpet that they pulled out.
And send me a sliver. And I'm gonna give you
a square of it. Gorgeous. A 3x3. And then how you sniff it, and so you can tell me exactly what you think.
A scratch and sniff. That's my Christmas present for Manny. Mm-hmm. All right. Manny, you want me to tell you some secrets?
Yes, you guys. Today's episode is going to be reacting to you guys' dirtiest, sickest, weirdest, wildest, most outlandish
secrets.
We've done episodes like this before, but it's always kind of fun to do every couple months.
Because you always get new stuff.
Because you get new stuff and it's nice. But before that, we're going to take a break, of course.
Oh my gosh, we're going to take a break.
So give us a quick second. We'll be right back.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity, and your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever, and it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century, and that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I'm absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
Alrighty, and we are back to read some secrets. So I'm going to read a few and then I'll pass the phone to Manny and let him read a few.
Okay, so this is going to be our reactions. I don't know any of them yet, so why am I closing my eyes?
What'd you say?
I said, why am I closing my eyes?
Yep, close your eyes. The guy I effed has a micro PP and I just don't know if I should count him as a body count.
Okay, so micros.
What happens when you F a micro PP?
It probably wasn't even an F.
It was like that.
So imagine the tip of a thumb. It's like this.
How does a micro PP happen? Is it at birth?
It's at birth.
That's horrible.
It's literally like a deformity.
I feel so bad. That's horrible.
Like, honestly, like, that's like actually like the saddest thing. And like, so probably like demasculating as well. Like, mm-hmm. how could you even feel like as a man, like even comfortable
that
with yourself?
Has to be so hard.
I remember one of my friends in high school.
No.
Yeah. She would like hook up with this guy. And okay, I have to be really careful because I don't want to spill any names. She would hook up with this guy and he would like be interested in her and like would want to hook up all the time. But so she like gave him head once. This is like when we're in like college. And she said that he had a micro and it was like as if she was like sucking on her pinky like this.
I wonder if they feel the same sensations as a full engorged wee wee.
Well, they're engorged still.
Okay.
Because they're hard, but they're okay. just super tiny.
So do they feel the same, like, to the man?
They must.
Right?
Feel the same.
Oh, that's
apparently
so
he lasted 1 minute. Like, it was so fast. So I'm like, not only does he have a micro, but it lasted a minute.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? She's like, yeah. Like, it was as if, like, I was, like, sucking my pinky. Like,
oh, my
pinky.
Word.
And I was like, see, that would
Have you ever seen one in real life?
Never. Oh, wait, you know what? I feel like I've seen one at the gym, actually, yeah. So, like, in just, like, a passing where, like, but also, like, okay, like, let me tell you something real quick. Let me tell you something. If I had a micro.
This is what I think.
I would never be caught dead walking around naked because I'm self-conscious about it.
Never.
Like, never, ever. You would never see me, like, showering at the gym. You would never see me, like, in any, I would never be hooking up with people. Like, you would just never see me in a setting where I would ever allow myself to be naked in front of people because I don't want to ever feel like less than because I have a micro.
Yeah.
And I know me, I would feel less than if I did.
Wow.
So it's like, I don't ever want to be in that setting. So like the guy that I saw, he was like walking around no towel, didn't give a fuck. And I know that's like a king for some guys
it
to
is,
be like,
to see,
to be,
seen.
What's it called? Like, yeah, to be, so yeah, it was definitely like exhibitionist. But I also know that there's a kink where like to be made fun of, like that's a kink. For some guys, like a lot of guys will want to be made fun of by
like
someone.
They like the attention from it. Just
they
any
like,
attention
they like
from
to
it.
Feel embarrassed. They like to feel like emasculated. Like they want to feel like they're like a little like bitch boy, you know?
Wow.
But yeah, I would never, like I shower at my gym now, but I would never shower there. Because I would be too embarrassed. Like if I had a micro, I would be like, what am I do?
Micro penises are always a bit of a mystery to me.
But what about the body count? Do we count it?
No.
I don't think we count it.
I think
you're good to go, girl.
I don't think we count it, girl. I don't think we count that one.
I think we can't count it because if it didn't enter you.
I think you're going to have to put that one in the back. Just let it.
You're going to have to go ahead and forget that.
Just let that one.
You're going to have to let that one go.
I don't think that one's a
wind.
Body count. That one's gone with the wind. Mm-hmm. I think we have to let that one be gone with the wind.
I think it's good to ask, like, hey, how big are you before, you know, things like that.
Like, are we talking micro?
Like, how micro here?
Okay, here's one. I've been sleeping with my boss for over a year. Sometimes we F at work with everyone there.
See, that's like an exhibitionist.
That is an exhibitionist.
Like they almost like love the idea of being caught.
Now, that is when y'all hooking up with everyone there, y'all are definitely getting off on the sneakiness of it.
For
and the
sure.
and the danger of doing yes. that. I can't promise this is going to turn out well. For you?
Do you feel like...
Because a lot of these things go awry.
Is that a turn on for you? Like, would you be, like, turned on hooking up in public?
I'm not turned on by that.
Me neither. I'm actually, like, the opposite. Like, I don't really want, like, people
PDA,
to watch me.
A lot of it's weird because I go to the beach a lot, but it's weird. There's actually a lot of PDA at the beach. Mm. It's quite common. And
like kissing, just like a...
Oh, no. Like, couples, like, not fucking on the beach, but pretty much, like, getting
like
it on
finger
at the
banging.
Beach. Yep. And a lot of heavy making out. Out of the beach and people in their own world just going at it, and for me to even look at it, I get secondhand embarrassment really badly
because it's too much.
Like I don't like it.
You're gonna be the one that comes, you're like, hi, you tap on the shoulder, stop fucking making out in front of me.
Oh, please.
I'm getting secondhand embarrassment.
I just
stop
don't
want to
see it.
No, I mean, I guess seeing it, like, I don't care as much as, like, I wouldn't want to be doing it. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to be, like, making out with someone passionately and, like, someone watching me.
Yeah.
Actually, I was just out at the club, like, 2 weeks ago, and I saw a friend of mine. I'm not going to say which friend, but a friend of mine was passionately making out with this guy on the dance floor. I'm not going to say.
Like this.
Passionately making out on the dance floor, and it was such a sight to see because I had never seen them make out with someone on the dance floor. So it was so fun for me to witness it. I was just like, I was literally like cheering from the back, being like, "You better work."
I've seen you make out with guys, and I think it's so cute. I guess I'm happy for you more so than cringing, but I don't know. It's like strangers are just like making out. I'm just like, get out of here
because you don't like know them. So it's kinda like, okay,
it's like I feel like I shouldn't be there, but it's public, so I'm here.
I made out with many strangers.
Yes, absolutely.
And I will continue to make out with many strangers.
Wow,
it's part of my DNA.
I'm looking for a new one. Here's one. I have a high body count, but I'm embarrassed to tell a guy if they were to ask me. So I wanted to read this one because there's such a double standard on that. And I think it's becoming more and more of a conversation where women are not allowed to have a high body count, but men, it's like cooler if they do. Yeah, it's like an accolade for them to have a high body count. And I think women, and I've seen them get braver and braver, more open with this, where they don't give a fuck about what you think about their body count.
I agree.
I think that's so awesome. Like, it's so cool to hear. And there's a lot of girls going on TikTok and on the internet saying their body count and like not giving a fuck about what you think about it. And like, that's taking the power back.
Absolutely. You know, at the end of the day, like, it's not, as long as, you know, you were in a situation where you felt comfortable in, like, why the fuck
that's
would
what you
ever
wanted to do. You're
yeah,
doing
you
it
wanted
safely
to do it in a safe space. Like, why would you ever feel uncomfortable about being like about the body count? I will say it does suck. It does feel like there's definitely a double standard. Like, men, you know, with a high body count, it's like, damn, this guy's a fucking player. He's so fucking cool. But women, it's like, oh, she's a whore. She's
yes.
And it's like, why is that even a thing? Like, why is it like been engraved into our brains, like from a young age, that that's what it was?
So women should be a certain thing, but men want to sleep with all these women, but God forbid women want to sleep with men. How does that even make sense?
It doesn't make any fucking sense. But like, for some reason, like growing up, that's what, maybe as like also as a millennial, that's what it was like socially growing up. Obviously times are changing,
like
which
Gen
is so
Z.
Nice.
Gen Z is really taking
they're
us
like, no,
on
bitch,
that one.
I'm going to fuck around whoever
they're
I
they're changing the course.
Well, I hope that she feels comfortable. And see, the thing is, you know what's funny is like, I feel like even with me though, like I will say in situations where a guy's like asking me my body count, I've been like slightly embarrassed to answer too, because I didn't want to make it seem like I was almost like too available, too open, a slut or all these different things. So it wasn't even that, it could be like, you know, a female perspective. I think just in general, like a high body count, like even from me, I was a little uncomfortable at times, or like I was almost embarrassed to admit that I had been as sexual as I've been in my lifetime.
Yeah.
Because especially when they say like theirs is really low and like they're almost inexperienced and yours is really high.
Yeah.
You're kind of like, well, damn, like was I in situations like I shouldn't have been in? Or like, you know, you start to like second guess your own experiences because you want them to feel uncomfortable.
But it's so not fair to do that to yourself, because everyone's life is different. Everyone's path is different. Everyone's experience is different. Everyone's wants and needs are different. So you're going to have people with different caliber body counts, you know? And it's like, yes, I would feel the same way you feel, but we shouldn't.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's like, why do I, and like, and sometimes in one or two, I'm like, is there a number that's too high?
Yeah.
Me. Like, if let's say if a guy I'm seeing or I'm interested in and his number was like, let's say like 500, would I feel like, dang, that's like too high for me? Like I feel
how would you feel?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I wonder, like, I've never really been put in that situation. I feel like I've always been the one that has like the higher count.
I would question if I was like with a man and he was like, oh, I've been with 500 women. I'd be like,
are you a player? I feel like I couldn't help but think that.
I'd be like, oh, I'm about to get played. Like, that would be my first. I'm one of your, I'm 501. I'm just another number to you. Like, that's how I would feel.
What if you're trying to turn a new leaf and was like, I've done the 500 in the past?
That's different.
But like, I want to be
and
your one.
That was like, explain, like, well, I have a past and this is what I used to do, but that's my past. And I've been in this many serious relationships and it wasn't like that. So great, you know, great.
Agreed. I completely agree. But I feel like, I feel like you shouldn't be embarrassed about it. And I know it's hard. It's easier said than done, because you know, there's been like, there's moments where I'm not embarrassed about it at all. And I'm like, yeah, bitch, I fucking slept with, you know, a lot of people. And then there's moments where I'm like, you know, I have experience. Like, you know, like I feel like it kind of depends on like what I'm feeling at the time or like the energy around me. If someone's like super open and cool and chill, which hopefully you can be around that kind of energy. Like, that's what you want to have. Like, for example, if you were like, what's your body count? I'd be like, bitch, this is what it is, you know? But if I've never met someone, judge. You never judge me. That's what I'm saying. That's what I would tell you. But if there's someone that, like, I feel like a little bit less comfortable around, I probably wouldn't say, like, the number.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Not that I even know. I don't even know the number, to be honest.
You're like, baby.
Baby.
Let me know when you figure it out. I don't know.
We're past that.
All right. I found nude photos of our girlfriends on my boyfriend's phone, and I don't know what to do.
Wait. Explain this to me.
It said our girlfriends, but I think I'm interpreting it as her girlfriends.
Yeah. Okay. So I found like my girlfriend's
nude photos on my boyfriend's phone. Girl, you know what to do. Don't say you don't know what to do. You know what to do. You don't want to do.
Do you think that it's because he's cheating with her, or do you think it's something where like he somehow acquired them or got them from like
a guy? He's cheating.
Okay.
He's cheating.
Yeah, I think
if he ain't cheating, he might want to.
But like, also, like, I feel like that is in a way, it's still emotionally cheating, at least.
And so I'm thinking like,
oh, well, like, does she have an OnlyFans?
Even if you're just like whacking off to that, girl, that's your friend. That's
your friend.
Like, that's different. That's
weird.
That's different.
Because he knows her personally.
Yeah.
And like, if he finds her attractive, wants to jerk off to her, and is also her friend, like, that's like a literally a relationship. Like, that's literally like the recipe for in a relationship, my friend. But I also want to jerk off to you. That's,
you know, and the thing is too, it's like, I definitely have found my situations where I'm like, I don't know what to do. No, I always know what to do. It's the harder thing to do, and I don't want to do it. So that I don't know what to do because I don't want to do the thing I know I need to do. But you know what to do. You know what you need to do.
That was a clusterfuck. It was.
You're gonna have to dissect that one.
And it took me a good second to follow. I felt like Inception. Boom, 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 boom. I was Leonardo in that, trying to like navigate.
Okay, I have a family drama, and I'm gonna pass it over to you. My cousin slept with two of my aunt's boyfriends. Some shady family shit. So she got disowned by my family, and I make fake social media accounts to harass her or remind her of how nasty she is.
Let's drink some water.
Honey, that's the family drama up in here.
Is she remorseful?
Is she remorseful?
Like, does she feel bad about it?
I'm sure they don't know, because, you know, she's out. She's on the out.
She's out.
I do feel like that's a disownment, and I'm tired of people feeling like they have to deal with family members' toxic behavior because they're family.
Agreed. You know, you get to choose your family. I mean, in a way. Like, the chosen family is a very big, like, LGBT thing. But, like, you get to choose who you're around.
You do.
And they become your family, you know?
You do.
But I feel like, at the end of the day, like, she deserved it. If you slept with your aunt's men two times.
Two times?
You deserve to be ostracized. I'm sorry. Like, you do.
Boyfriends. You know, these are different men too. Two different men, because she said with the two boyfriends.
You know right from wrong. Like, girl. And that's your fucking family.
If you're getting a nasty message online from what you did, then.
You probably deserved it.
I mean, honestly.
But like, at the end of the day too, like, I feel like it's also tough, because like, if you're the one sending the messages too, it's like, do you want to keep feeding into it, or just kind of like let her be ostracized and just move on with your life? You know?
Yeah.
So I feel like if you're constantly sending the messages, like,
you're so angry at her.
You're still so invested in it.
Yeah.
Hard not to be, because they're your fucking family.
Yeah.
But if you want to like move on from the situation, you can't like keep sending messages like that, because you'll never
closure. You're not ever going to get that closure to move on. But that is traumatic. Also, thank you for your honesty.
Thank you for the candor. Thank you for the candor.
Okay, I'm going to pass it to you and let you dig through that.
Period.
There's a lot.
Why don't you sing while I do this?
Subscribe to my channel before you leave. Subscribe.
That was beautiful.
It was beautiful. Thank you. I'm waiting on my Grammy.
Okay, we have a long parter here.
Love that.
This one's rough. Okay. I turned my mother-in-law in. She had warrants, so I sent a message with her address and warrants.
Oh, her mother-in-law?
She called me and said she was going to jail, and I went, oh my God, no way, that's so crazy, and then hung up.
Well, then you outed yourself, because if she didn't figure it out then.
Well, she said, oh my God, that's so crazy.
Click.
Click.
I'd be like, the bitch did it to me.
She done turned me
she
in.
She done turned me
How
in.
How bad could a mother-in-law be, monster-in-law?
That you are turning them
her in for warrants.
Honey, that
but
is.
Also, like, what were the warrants?
I mean, people
like,
can literally have unpaid tickets.
Parking tickets, and you can get in trouble.
A lot of people get warrants for that.
But like going to jail.
Turning her, wow.
Is jail the one that's like the long haul, or is that
no,
prison?
No, that's prison. Got jail it. Is holding and a lot
for
of
like
weight.
A little bit.
But before you, go to prison, you go to jail for a while too.
Would you ever call and have Tyler's mother?
Unless she did something
arrested.
Bad, and I feel like, not that she ever would, but
she
if
was,
it was like
angel.
Some tickets or some bullshit, ain't no way.
There's no way.
No, if anything, I'm gonna bail her ass out. I like my mother-in-law a lot. We've gotten along for 13 years now.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
very,
I love
very
that.
Well. Very, very well.
I have another
and
dark
father-in-law.
One.
Give it to me.
When I was in high school, I called ICE on my aunt.
In case of emergency?
2 years later.
Was ICE. In case of emergency?
It's like Border Patrol.
Oh, my God.
On my aunt. 2 years later, she got deported.
No, it'd be your own people.
On your own, it'd be your
it'd
own,
be
fucking,
your own
people.
Fucking people.
And 2 years later, she got deported. That's so dark.
That is
like that is literally fucking dark. I'm like trying not to
wait. It was her
giggle
aunt?
Because I'm uncomfortable.
Erin would do that to me. I feel like
no, she would. Yeah, she said when I was in high school, I called ICE on my aunt.
Holy
shit! But like,
shit.
What did your aunt do? We need more context because that
I
just
do,
sounds like demonic. Because
that's like another level. Like. Damn.
That's crazy. I shaved my pussy in a grocery store bathroom because my sneaky link hit me up last minute. I wasn't prepared.
Honestly, I'm going to give her the hustle on that one. I like the hustle.
Listen, I honestly would do the same thing. Not like obviously shaving my...
He's in the anatomy. Grocery store over here shaving his pubes.
I'm not. But if like last minute, like what if I have to douche?
Yeah.
Like if my sneaky link hits me up and he's like, come on over, and I'm not prepared, I'm gonna have to run to the grocery store, get a water bottle, right at the hole, boom.
Bam. Hit those turds.
Hit.
Get those turds out of there.
Destroy like a fucking meteor.
This dude shits like
boom,
four times
boom,
a day.
Boom.
Bam, bam,
I just
bam.
I take a lot of fiber, which means I fart a lot, which is really annoying when I'm public.
God.
Of course. No, I don't do that.
I take fiber too, but this fiber doesn't make me fart, but I have take fiber that's made me fart really
Well, if you
bad.
Take like, too, it's so if you take too much fiber too quickly, that's what'll make you fart.
I see.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes. I've emotionally cheated on my emotionally abusive husband. I feel like that gets a little bit more tricky.
It does get tricky there. If you're in a bad situation where he's emotionally abusive, like you gotta either try to fix it or get away from it. But cheating doesn't necessarily make it better. If anything,
agreed.
It's going to make the situation inflamed, worse, you more miserable in the situation. Like it's going to ignite the situation.
I know. I feel like it's really tough because it's like you want to feel good.
Yeah.
You want to feel good.
Everyone deserves.
Everyone deserves to feel happy in a relationship and not be abused emotionally, you know, in any way, shape, or form, abused, actually. So I understand that, like, inner turmoil, inner monologue. And then, you know, emotionally cheating. Like, let's say emotionally cheating could be something even small, like just chatting with another guy and him giving you compliments, you being like, thank you so much, like, that's so sweet. Complimenting him back, that could be seen to some people mm-hmm. as emotional cheating, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think that it's tough because when you aren't finding something in a relationship, you'll look for it in other places if it's something that you need.
Yeah.
For example, like, she feels like she was being emotionally abused. Mm-hmm. So she needs to feel emotionally fulfilled in some other capacity.
Yep.
So I think it's really, really, really important that if you are in the situation, you see that happening, it's just best to leave it.
Yeah.
And leave the relationship. Because if you are getting abused emotionally, and let's say something you guys have gone to therapy for, things that you guys have tried to work on and it's not going through, it's not working, it's better just to leave the situation and find it in someone else.
Yes.
To feel fulfilled, like something that you're missing.
Because it's all about being happy and, like, feeling fulfilled. Yes, and it's happy. Like, that emotional cheating is not going to take you there. Mm-mm. Maybe short term while you're in
chatting. Mm-hmm.
I was cheated on with a married woman, so I slept with her husband. Ooh.
Wait, what?
So a woman slept with her man that was married, so she went and slept with her man. Very White Lotus.
I was just going to say that. I was like, that's giving very White Lotus vibes.
Okay, girl.
So she's like, I got revenge. So she got revenge, essentially.
She said, touche.
She said, touche. That scene in White Lotus, when they're on the beach and he's talking to her. And she's like,
mm-hmm. Sometimes I do things to make me feel better.
She was such a good actor in that. I literally was like, you are her.
Yeah.
Like, you are. I believe that that was that woman.
I drove 6 hours to pick up a dude that I barely knew from prison.
Was it like a pen pal, a jail pal situation?
I think it was probably a jail pal situation.
What is that called? Like a pen pal, right?
It is. Like a pen pal? And I don't know how people, like, get in contact with them, but they do that all the time.
It feels very Love is Blind.
Yeah.
Because, like, what if you don't know what the person in prison looks like? Do they send you a photo?
They must.
How do you get into that? I'm actually very intrigued by this. How do you become a pen pal with someone in prison?
FaceTime video chats.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
So why do they do it? Is it literally for, like,
a company, a companionship company?
For companionship.
Mm-hmm.
This is very concerning to me. I'm very intrigued by it. Not even that it's concerning. I'm just like, I'm so intrigued by the idea of this because I've always heard of that. And, like, you know, pen pals with someone in prison and they get out and you guys are together.
Yeah.
I'm like, and they fall for you while they're in prison.
I feel like it's a dangerous thing to fall for someone while they're in prison because they're so available to you and they're vulnerable and they're, like, on their own and they mm-hmm. don't have love and support as much in prison. So it's, like, all lovey and dandy because, like, they need you so bad while they're in there. But when they get out.
Do they really need you?
Yeah. You're going to find out.
And that's, I feel like the exact same way. I feel like it's a very slippery slope to be on.
Yeah.
Because it's like, dude, like, what if they literally were just using you for that attention? Oof. And, like, you fell for them, or complete opposite, where, like, the person that's in prison is completely obsessed with that person that's the pen pal because that's all they get.
Mm.
And then they become, like, too infatuated.
I feel like that could definitely.
That could be another route, too. That could totally happen.
Definitely.
That's so spooky, though. Like, I'm so, like, that's, but they need, you know, companionship, too.
Everyone does. And not in love with the father of my baby anymore. Ooh.
Well, you know what? It's okay because co-parenting is real.
It is real and it's very common.
And it's very common and it is very okay. Mm. And it's very accessible. Mm. And as long as you guys have a positive relationship and hopefully keep that moving in a good direction, like the child will be a-okay. But it is frustrating. I can't even imagine, like, being pregnant and then no longer being in love with the person that impregnated me.
Yeah.
Like, that's so...
It's
rough.
It has to be tumultuous and it has to be rough.
I literally can't even imagine. That'd be so tough.
Today is my last day being pregnant with a child and I am placing the child up for adoption. I'm scared. Oh my God.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's heavy.
That's really heavy.
Tyler's mom was given up for adoption at birth.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Tyler's mom was. And his uncle, which is her brother, they were both adopted, but they're not brother and sister, like, by blood. They came from two different families. Mm-hmm. They were both adopted kids.
You know, like,
and it's a great thing.
It is. And I feel like it's so important. Like, you know, it's like such a difficult decision.
Oh my God.
You know, oh I'm sure, I, or at least, you know, for a lot of people, I'm sure it really is. I'm sure for a lot of people it's not, but some people that it could be. Mm-hmm. And like for a parent or like a mother to give up their kid, let's say because they wanted them to have a better life and that mm-hmm. they couldn't provide for, that's like the most selfless
thing you could do for that child, because you never know their situation, why they're giving up for adoption, mm-hmm. and to not drag that child through that and give that child a chance at a better
life,
good life, is the which so many people don't do, and then mm-hmm. they half raise their kid or drag their kid mm-hmm. through it and end up giving them to someone along the way anyways, yep. Yep. You know, and mm-hmm. it's like they could have avoided all that trauma. So I think it's so brave and so selfless too. For someone to do that.
I think so too. I think that it's so terrifying, and I cannot even imagine, you know, the feelings that you're going through. But I think that, again, like Laura said, it's such a selfless thing to do.
It is.
And for you to want that kid to have like the best chance it could possibly have, and even if it's not,
I can't
with
imagine
you,
the strength that must take.
I literally can't
to carry a child for 9 months and do that. And kudos to you for being able to be strong enough to make that decision. Mm-hmm. I have sex with my cousin. Not me. This person. There's no.
I was hoping that, that was what that was. Mm-hmm. I knew Tyler looked like just like you. I saw a resemblance there. That is, you know what's weird? We've done videos like this. Every single time we get, I fuck my cousin.
There's a lot of people out
there
doing it.
There's a lot of cousin
it.
Fuckers, and I'm concerned.
What is that called?
Incest.
Incest.
Wait, is incest more so like your actual like sibling?
I think family is or incest. I think family is incest.
I always wonder, I'm like, is that the same thing? Like, incest is any family.
There's other people out there, Babs.
There's so many more options in the 8 billion
people,
sea.
And you're choosing your cousin? Don't
do that. I mean, I'll say, like, it's better than, like, a sibling.
Okay.
Not me rationalizing their incest.
You're rationalizing
trying
incest.
To, like, be like, you know, it's
you
better
gotta
than
tell
the
them honest advice.
You're right, you guys, it's
8
bad.
Billion people, pick somebody else.
Pick somebody else.
Pick somebody else. That's Amen. What I'm going to tell you.
Wait, what's that from? Pick somebody else. It can't.
Is it?
Oh, like the battles. Uh-huh. Like the sound, the like, pick somebody else. It can't be me.
It can't be me. I have an unimaginable crush on my therapist who is also Fuck. Married with kids.
Fuck.
That's got to be hard.
That's
Girl,
so hard.
We know why you're showing up to therapy.
That's so hard because like, I'm sure. So a big reason. So that's like actually a really very common thing is to someone to fall for their therapist or psychiatrist or psychologist because they are unloading this emotional trauma onto these
and
people.
And they're like listening.
And they're listening and they're helping you cope through situations
wow.
where, so it is actually really difficult. And a lot of the times if you are attracted to your person, like they'll switch you out. Like if you are physically attracted wow. to your psychologist or psychiatrist, whatever therapist, they'll usually be like, okay, like
you need
someone else because it's not going to work for wow. us. Because you don't want that to happen. Obviously, you don't want to get attached to your client in that way. And the client shouldn't be getting attached to you because it could be also used as like a form of major emotional manipulation.
Oh.
If let's say the therapist wanted it, you know, like
it
that's
actually
not okay.
makes sense. Like it makes I a haven't lot of sense. Thought of people. I've seen life coaches and they've all been women and I'm in love with my husband and but I get it. It makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like it makes sense. Like you are unleashing your deepest moments, like very vulnerable with this person who is then not judging you mm-hmm. and helping you learn with ways to cope. How do you like it's easily can
it's hard
fall
to differentiate
for.
Those
it
emotions.
Is.
So imagine like let's say it's you have a female therapist who's absolutely beautiful, stunning, incredible. There's like a guy who is going to you for advice about his wife who is emotionally abusive. So if you're gonna be this female in his life as a therapist who is understanding, helping him through his problems, physically attractive, it's gonna be hard for him to differentiate a lot of those emotions.
Yep.
That he's because he's having this abusive relationship with his wife. So it's like, it becomes a slippery slope when all those things kind of get combined and you have to like kind of realize like, you know, where the line is and where the line needs to be drawn.
Wow. That's so crazy. But I could see how that happened. That makes sense. It
right?
makes a lot of sense.
Right? I shit during anal once and rolled on top of it after I threw it across the room so he wouldn't see. I actually like chucked it.
She threw the turd.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, how was it not everywhere?
That's what I'm like, how solid was
the turd? The time I shit my pants, it was
liquid.
Mud pie.
But this is during anal. So imagine like it's like
a full hard turd comes out. It could out?
Be
a
no, that like that shouldn't be happening.
Right, not a full dookie.
Like a full duke? You're going full fucking duke right now? Like you should like I don't understand how that's even physically possible. Like for you to grab it, chuck and across the room, to yeet. Hit it against the wall, splatter into a million pieces. Like imagine it hits the fucking ceiling. Like Laura, that's so dark.
That's so dark.
Like that's really dark, that's you guys. So bad. Please. But see, also like if I had shit myself on accident during sex, I wouldn't want him to know.
I was listening to Emma Chamberlain's podcast and she had some, I think it was, she didn't say who it was, but I think it was her man's, and they were at a hotel in another country, and she basically shit the bed while he was taking a shower. And she basically...
Why'd she shit the bed?
She
why?
Farted, and shit came out. She told the story on her podcast, and she literally was running around the hotel and like trying to rip the sheets off and get rid of them, but get new sheets before he came out. It was interesting. She's quite a great storyteller by herself.
I would literally pass away.
Vanish.
I would...
To vapor. Vanish.
To dust.
To dust.
You would, I'd be like Thanos, poof.
Poof, Thanos would get ya.
You would not
ya.
See me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a lesbian and my family doesn't know.
Mm.
So that's just like the secret that she had to share. And I feel like this is a good example to just, you know, talk about how everyone, you know, it's all about your own time.
That's what I think.
Coming out is all about doing it in your own time when you feel the most comfortable.
Yeah. I think that too. And even if it's like you should be comfortable but your family's not making you, that's okay. Because like it's a big experience.
Big deal.
And it's going to change your life. And so like you have to do it in your own time, in your own way.
Mm-hmm.
And that all depends on the people you're coming out to, how you feel about. Like there's a lot of factors that go because everybody's story is so personal and so different.
And you also make sure you're in a very comfortable situation, that you're in a safe environment. I think it's really important to remember like that that's a big part of too, like being, feeling like you'll still feel safe as a person coming out. Cause a lot of times, like, you know, there could be situations that are not safe for you to come out to family or friends or whatever it might be, cause they might react to it in a violent way. So you always wanna make sure that it is in a very comfortable setting. So if that takes time, then it takes time, you know? And like, also like you always want to come out when you feel the most comfortable doing so, when you feel like you can.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, it's going to take time. And sometimes it's super easy. You know, people come out when they're 10 years old now, like,
yeah,
you know, it could be so different. And then some people come out at 40.
Yeah.
You know, it just kind of depends on what their personal journey is. I'm hoping now that you see these amazing, stellar, happy LGBTQ plus stories, you know, everywhere on social media and TV and movies, that you would feel more inclined to want to share.
Yeah.
And that you would feel more comfortable with who you are. Cause I think a lot of the time people aren't feeling as comfortable because they don't see it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's kind of like you need to put things in people's faces that they are not used to.
Yeah.
To help get them used to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, a lot of people weren't comfortable with gay stuff 20 years ago because a lot of them didn't see it. And now we're 20 years later, a lot of people are much more comfortable with gay people.
Totally.
And they understand them a lot more because they're able to see these, who they are as people, and these amazing stories, and that there's
it's
so much more.
It's hard too when you live in areas that aren't like in LA. Cause like when I lived in Alabama, I love gay people. And I remember an intern was working with Ty and his name was Abe and he was a gay guy. And we clicked like that. We were immediately friends. But the thing is, I didn't know anything about being gay. I knew nothing about the community. I knew nothing like what this meant and that meant. Like I was like, because of how much I know now explains to me how much I didn't know then.
Exactly.
Even in my 20s, because I lived somewhere where like gay is like not okay. And it's like suppressed.
And social media wasn't
a thing. And like even on social media when it was coming up, there wasn't as many gay people.
And you wouldn't really hear about their stories as much. It's like you see a MySpace page here and then you see,
you know, occasionally. You know, random things.
And
totally.
A show, but it's like the show would talk about like something horrible about gay people that was so big. Like, you know, gay
so like
hate.
I didn't know anything. So it's so hard. That's why the show We Are Here is like for those exactly. areas like where I came from, where it's just, it's hard because everyone there is so behind on the topic.
Yep.
But I think we have social media now, but like back then, 10 years ago, we didn't have as much, not nearly as much social media to speed it up. And there wasn't nearly as many diversified people on there mm-hmm. coming from different and telling their stories. And now we do. So I think, you know, no matter where you are, it does help.
I agree.
And speeds it up, you know, mm-hmm. awakens which is people, amazing, opens which their is so eyes. Nice. It is nice.
It's so nice to see that because not a lot of people, you know, I didn't have that same experience. Obviously, mm-hmm. it's not something I got to see when I was growing up. So
yeah,
it's nice to see that kids now are able and to you're see like positive.
A forefronter of that, mm-hmm. you know, yourself.
Yeah.
With beauty and
which is nice
because you are an early on internet sensation
okay, stop.
Of the gay community. Stop. He roots me on and I don't like it. So now it's my turn. Whoa, cool, girl, girl. He is stop a it. True icon. I if love you. You will.
I love you, I my love fellow you. Icon.
That's right. And ally.
And I ally. Can't forget ally.
And ally.
Can't forget ally.
That's right.
Thank you guys so much for watching today's episode. You guys are sick and twisted and just as dark as I remember.
And we love it.
And we love every
one of y'all.
Of it.
Even with the crazy fam. Dark shit in there.
We'll dark take you. Side in.
We'll take
you. We'll
we love you.
Every day. We love you guys so much. Don't forget to rate, like, subscribe. Comment down below. What was your comment down below of a secret if you guys want to.
Oh.
Do it for fun. Mm-hmm. For funsies. Because you know we love to go into the comment section mm-hmm. and we be reading and we be commenting.
We do. We do, guys. We do. We love you guys.
And we'll see you in our next episode.
Oh, little hearts.
Bye, baby hearts.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in mm-hmm. your cocktail. Mm-hmm.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, it just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.